afternoon, and welcome to Art Speak Radio. I'm Maria Vasquez-Spoyd, your host today, and we have a full hour of arts and entertainment. We've got lots of guests here in the studio, including Sarah Misconception Glass. We have Lori Ray Erickson, Patrick Quinn, Kelsey Hill, and C.J. Walker. It's just, like I said, a full house of music and arts and entertainment. Let's begin with Sarah Misconception Glass, who is a performer, singer, songwriter, and a movie maker as well. So welcome, Sarah. Welcome to Art Speak Radio.
Thank you for having me back, Maria.
It's always good to see you, my friend. You've got a lot going on. Let's talk about first things first. You have a CD release party that's coming up, and that's on the 10th of April?
It's actually a three-day run, the 9th,
wow.
10th, and 11th. The 9th is in Lawrence, the 10th is in Liberty, and the 11th is the big shebang here down at the Black Label in Kansas City in the West Bottoms. So it'll be my fourth album, and it's called Serotonin.
Congratulations. I like that title, too.
I'm really excited, yeah.
Yeah, and is that part of the Rhythm and Rhyme Blues series, or that separate?
Yeah, it's sort of this. I've been working with Matt Diamond. He's a photographer and a producer, and he was sort of doing this, and it just so happened that I was working on this album, and we were going to do this tour, and I was like, well, it would make sense to, you know, release an album with a tour.
Absolutely.
I mean, why not?
With the Rhythm, Rhyme, and Blues series, can you talk a little bit about that, what that will look like or sound like?
Sure. Well, we're just trying to incorporate as many different sounds and feels and artists who we want to support and who are supporting us. So there'll be some R&B opening the shows. When we do the Lawrence gig, there'll be a couple of local Lawrence artists on the bill. Harmony Levolution is my good friend. She'll be opening that show. She's a little bit more acoustic reggae. So we'll have, each show will have sort of an acoustic R&B feel towards the beginning. Nicolette Page is going to be opening the Liberty show, and she's phenomenal. And then there'll be the more hip-hop feel, the rhyme part. And then towards the end of the evening, we'll have like more of a dance party DJ. And we have vendors lined up who will be at each show. And we're really just trying to support the people who are supporting us. And Matt's doing such a great job of providing a platform for artists to express what they're best at.
So you have new work that you're going to perform in as spoken word?
It's a little more hip-hop, singing, songwriting. I'll be doing the full album and DJing it myself at each show. So,
and so that
sort of
is
a challenge I've put myself up for.
Yeah, well, good for you. We were talking in the green room earlier, and is it this Thursday that you have the premiere screening of the movie? Let's talk about that movie, too, and who is it about?
So I just finished working with Metaphor Media, making this documentary about my grandfather. His name is Sid Willens. He's known as the Hellraiser. And this was a man who fought for civil rights. He was a lawyer and activist in the 70s and 80s, and still today in Kansas City. He's still 88 years old and not stopping with cases. He doesn't try them anymore. But so we made this documentary that is meant to empower people to be able to make their own social change in their own lives.
And he's been a real inspiration to you as well, right?
Certainly, yeah. I mean, you know, you kind of take it for granted when he's always been there. But the older I've gotten, the more I've realized, like, wow, he really has tools and knowledge and tactics that everybody could benefit from just when it comes to representing yourself and standing up and getting what you deserve.
So the documentary sort of profiles his life of when does it begin? I mean, during his career as an attorney?
Sure. We talk a little bit about his life. I mean, he got his law degree and master's degree at the same time at UMKC when he was like 19. He signed up for both tracks and he wasn't supposed to, and got that out of the way really early. So he's been fighting and trying cases for a long time, and he's just developed all kinds of tricks and tips over the years that I really think when you look at what's happening with the police brutality today and injustice all over the country, it's so timely. And he's been a great inspiration. And it's a really funny movie. It's only 40 minutes long, and it's at the Uptown Arts Bar this Thursday at 7 p.m.
So now, will your grandfather be there?
He is going to be there,
terrific.
He'll be there speaking.
Terrific.
We're going to have a little panel at the end where people can ask questions with Al Brooks and Rabbi Mark Levin. Greg Patterson's going to moderate the conversation. And we'll have the movie there available, and it will be online too.
And at this point, maybe we should give our listeners your website information so that if they have questions or just sort of need to look at more information.
Sure. You can go to themissconception.com. That's T-H-E-M-I-S-S, conception.com. And I've got events on there and all kinds of information.
Well, the other thing is, if that isn't enough, you are also going to be at Wakarusa.
Yep, that's my favorite time of year is Wakarusa.
And what are the dates on that?
That's June 4th through 7th, and I'll be leading up the live art team. So all the performance artists and live painters will be there spinning fire and creating magic for the patrons. And yeah, it's my favorite time of the year. So
absolutely.
If you've never been to Wakarusa.
And you're also teaching. You're going to be at the City in Motion for the Hula Hoop Flow 101.
About that. That's my first class is tonight. So it's a hoop class for all levels, and it's 6 to 7 on Wednesdays at City in Motion. I'm so excited to be working with them.
So what will they learn in that?
We'll be doing some basic stretching and learn
of the trade,
the basics of hula hooping and off the body hooping and flow and coordination, and really work on performance, just performance art in general, the art of illusion, as I like to call it. You know, hula hooping is so much about centrifugal force and physics, and making it look beautiful and fun is a whole different art in itself. But it's for all ages, really. I like to say ages 8 and up because it can get really technical. Mm-hmm. And it's an 8-week class.
And it is really a pretty good workout routine, too, if that's something that you're interested in.
Oh, yeah. Right? Once we get moving, we'll definitely be sweating a little bit.
And then we set you aflame.
Yeah. That's in a couple years.
Part two, part three.
Yeah.
You know, I do want to play a track from your latest CD.
So yeah, this is from my last album, and it's called Analog.
Okay, let's take a listen.
Thanks.
Greetings, Earthling. I come and go in peace, manifesting destiny. So what if I could read your mind, like you read my lips, clearly, confidently, let you predict the next line, unwind it slow, be bold, say all the things we were told not to say, we say them anyway, so won't you come, walk this way, read my lips and swallow this, let your brain drip, take a risk on this insane trip, we on some hard hit like what's up on God's lips, so I spit, can you swallow this hit, one hit, let me kiss you with my third eyelid, a butterfly style hid inside this mind gym, it's time to level up, rid our minds of these toxic shrines, spins, remove the blinds over our eyes, open wide kids, climb inside this paradigm shift, you know it all starts from within. Cause realignment is right on the horizon. I'm driving. And anything's possible depending on what set your mind's in. See me, we move to manifest destiny from reality, meaning I choose to take advantage of this spirit mentality. And while the fact may be, you're fact-checking my midsection while I'm back-checking your chi. See if your chakras are closed, this is a no-go, you feel me flow. My heart it goes, you gotta be totally open to feel this spoken word. May sound absurd, but I'm certain we could transcend this curtain through a microphone pin. If you just let me take your hand, pull you straight through to my zone, then you could.
Certainly a wonderful CD. Terrific. Congratulations. Now, we talked a little bit about the CD, I'm sorry, the Rhythm, Rhyme, and Blues series. Do you want to talk a bit about the lineup?
Yeah, so like I mentioned, we're going to be doing 3 nights. The Thursday night is in Lawrence at my home where I started singing and rapping and emceeing at the Jazz House. So I give so much of my artistic path to that place because I was working there, and when it was dead there, they used to force me to get up on stage with the band and read my poetry, and it was terrifying at the time, but it really opened my eyes to, oh, I could be good at this.
Kind of addictive, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, the rush is quite lovely. Yeah. So in Lawrence, I've got DJ Aether is going to be playing our tracks. Harmony, Mind's Eye, Love Illusion is my great friend, guitar player, super inspirational. She'll be playing along with Negro Sco and Matt Diamond. So we'll be doing that out on Thursday. And then on Friday, we're taking it to Liberty, where we've also got Matt Diamond and Negro Sko, who are playing all three nights, and Nicolette Page. And then DJ Prozac is going to be our DJ for that night. And that's at Club 906.
Mm-hmm. So, and again, that's, tell our listeners, in Lawrence.
That one's in Liberty.
In Liberty.
Liberty on Friday night. And then on Saturday, we'll be at the Black Label with this beautiful woman named Ivy is going to open the show. Matt Diamond, Doc Dills, and The Last Recruit are going to perform. I'm going to do my set, Sko. And then we've got three DJs for the lineup for that. So we'll be going pretty late. DJ Prozac, Derek, and Pint Size. So I really try to put all different kinds of music on my lineups, because the whole point of my events are to bring people together who wouldn't normally be in the same room. And we're also doing kind of a fun thing. Kind of oddly, I find a lot of people coming to me looking for a matchmaker. Like, they're like, oh, I'm single. Really? Do you know anybody? And so when I throw events, I like to do this thing where if you're single, you get a green wristband when you walk through the door. Mm-hmm. And if you're taken, you get a red. And if you're not sure, in between or something else, you get a yellow. So it's sort of a mixer way to get people, you know, interacting on a different level.
Well, add that to your list of accomplishments. But you know what? There's also arts organizations that do that sort of matchmaking, looking for donors and sponsors and that sort of thing. So it just follows suit. So
it's very time consuming.
Yeah,
so
I can imagine.
Not doing it full time. But yeah, for that event, there'll be that going on. So,
and with all of this, you still find time to write and record. And what is your inspiration behind your music? What really sort of makes you write and sing?
So often I don't really even know where it comes from. I know that I wrote down this chorus or whatever, but I don't, it just comes through me at different times, and then eventually I put it all together and it just makes sense, and someone sends me a beat and it just so happens that it fits to what I just wrote. So it's all really divine intervention. I recorded this album with Little Class Records. I've been working for them, editing their magazine, the American Roots magazine, and that's all part of the Westport Saloon Roots and Blues crew. So that's sort of how this album came to be. They were like, well, we have this recording studio, you know, maybe you should do your album. And I'm always working on new stuff. It's just a matter of time and energy. It's
absolutely. What have you left? What haven't you done that you have on your list of things to do?
I'd really like to go on tour, on a long tour. I'd really like to travel. I love Kansas City. I think it's a great home base, and I don't really want to move anywhere, but there's so much of the world to explore. And so I'm always kind of planting seeds with different artists who are on tour. You know, take me with you.
Absolutely.
I can play with fire, too.
Well, and I know Kansas City has a huge, a terrific reputation for being really a wonderful music center and city, it's just full of original music and singers and songwriters, so we're very proud of that.
Yeah, I mean, I'd love to quit my day jobs. That's on my to-do list. Yeah, I've got about four of those, though I love them. I love where I work. It's just, you know, time is money is energy.
Yeah,
there's only so much of it the older you get.
So now is teaching, I know you're doing the Hula Hoop Flow 101 for City in Motion, but is there another sort of educational group that you're starting to
join with? I just signed up with Kansas City Young Audiences. Yeah, I'm going to be on their roster and doing like a poetry workshop for them. Uh-huh. And I've been working with some youth at Schlegel High School doing some different poetry writing stuff. Louder Than a Bomb is an organization that's really doing great things for young writers. So the more of that I can do. The American Friends Service Committee, they have a program called If I Could Change the World Spoken Word Writing Workshop. Mm-hmm. So I've been going into schools with them just a little bit here and there, that's my favorite thing is to work with the young people for sure.
Well, and now is it your goal to help them not only just kind of develop their writing and spoken word, but maybe sort of ready them for some competition, healthy competition.
Definitely. The slams are taking up a lot of time and energy in the poetry community, which it is a healthy thing, and it is also it makes the art, it changes the art when you put mm-hmm. a competition or yeah. a prize on it. Yeah. But preparing the students for performance in general is definitely something that I feel like I can add value to. There's so much to be said for memorizing something and performing it, you know, rather than reading it off of a page. You mm-hmm. really have mm-hmm. to be connecting with your audience both ways. It's a two-way conversation, and it's so much more fun when you can deliver it with a theater flair.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
and not
just there
reading.
Is a performance to just, you know, to reading, to spoken word, and that, I mean, it really engages the audience. It really brings them to you.
Mm-hmm. To get them yeah. to understand. I mean, poetry is the art of paying attention, which yeah. is so hard to do. We're so used to this YouTube quick 15 seconds and you can click off of it. So a 3 minute, you know, train of thought can take a lot of energy on both sides of it. But when it works and when it's entertaining, mm-hmm. it's a really magical thing.
Now, you recently were voted Pitch's number one best spoken word poet.
Yeah,
so congratulations to that.
Such an honor.
Yeah.
I love the Pitch. In fact, I'm doing the most ridiculous event with
Tell
the
us.
Pitch. They have this bacon and bourbon festival
uh-huh.
that they do every year,
mm-hmm.
and I have a pig mask, and I'm going to dress up like a pig and hula hoop at that, which I just think will be hilarious.
I did that last week.
Oh, okay. Well, you
no,
of all people.
No.
Oh, my gosh.
That sounds like fun.
I've been
that
asking like them for a few years if I could uh-huh. do this, and they're like, okay, fine, whatever.
Well, there's always the ask. I mean, you know, there's nothing to gain if you don't ask,
yeah.
so that should be fun. So when is that going to take place?
That's in a few weeks. I think it's on a Thursday at uh-huh. Guild downtown. That's not even on my peripheral.
I know,
yet,
I know. Well, I mean, just the list in front of me, I've like checked off all of these, but I'm sure that you're adding more on a daily basis or weekly
yeah,
basis.
Booking for summer mm-hmm. festivals and different events. Really working on my busking performance.
Uh-huh.
You know, being on the street, interacting with people, mm-hmm. so much different than being on stage. And
it really is.
So
yeah.
always learning.
Well, Sarah Misconception Glass, again, please tell our listeners your website for more information about the events and upcoming things that are happening.
Yeah, you can find me on my website at themisconception.com. I'm also on Facebook, of course, and Twitter and Instagram and mm-hmm. All of those things. So,
is there anything that I left out that we haven't talked about?
Just look for my album, Serotonin. It will be coming mm-hmm. out April 11th. Well, April 9th, it'll drop.
Is that going to be through your website?
Yeah, it'll be online, probably on Bandcamp, but also uh-huh. I'm going to release it on USB drives. I'll have a 4 gig USB drive that will have my complete work compilation along mm-hmm. with like a book that I've written, some video. So that'll be available.
Of course you've written a book.
Yeah, that was in college. I don't even know. A book of poems, you know.
Yeah.
But so yeah, that'll be coming out, and then you can use the USB drive for whatever you want. And I'm just trying to, you know, think a little eco-friendly here. You know, why waste all this plastic and resources on a CD that someone will just scratch or lose?
Absolutely.
So,
well, thank you so
thank
much,
you for
Sarah Misconception Glass.
So nice
thank
to
you.
Be on your show.
Well, you know, you're welcome back anytime. And so congratulations to all the events and work that you've done. So thank you so much.
Thanks, Maria.
For coming in and sharing your CD with us. We're going to take a real quick break, and we'll be right back with ArtSpeak Radio.
Khadija, I heard about this radio show. It's about race.
What? A show about race?
Yeah, on the radio. It's on the community radio station, KKFI.
You're supposed to talk about that around your kitchen table.
Yeah, and that's what I thought, but it's actually on the radio talking about race and racial things.
What time is it?
It's 7 o'clock Thursday.
And what's the name of this show?
Khadija and the White Guy.
Say what?
Yeah, Keith Washburn and
Khadija Hardaway.
See you then, Thursday night at 7 o'clock.
This is Wilson, and I'm one of the newest volunteers here at 90.1 FM KKFI. If you would like to get involved in volunteering, go ahead and call Bill at 816-994-7869 or go to kkfi.org/volunteer. Thanks for tuning in to 90.1 FM KKFI. Your community radio station.
Welcome back to Art Speak Radio. I'm Maria Vasquez Boyd, and next up we have artists and musicians from Kansas City. We have Lori Ray Erickson and Patrick Quinn that have joined us live here in the studio. So welcome, Lori Ray Erickson and Patrick Quinn.
Hello.
Okay. Well, I do want to talk about not only your work, but you are a part of the Hobbs Open Studios at 1427 West 9th Street here in Kansas City, Missouri. Yeah. You got an open studio that's happening April 10th and April 11th. So let's talk about that.
Right. Yes, it's April 10th is going to be from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. And Saturday, April 11th is 1 to 4. There's about 25 artists that open up our studios and let you come in and see what we're doing and check out our artwork. There's also going to be food out in the courtyard, the Prairie Fire Oven, and El Tenedor Casey. And then the Kemps will be playing in the courtyard as well.
Now, Lori Ray, you have been a Kansas City artist for a number of years, right?
Yes.
So how long have you been down at the Hobbs?
About 16 years.
Yeah. And Patrick, have you been here in Kansas City all your life?
Yeah, I moved here with my family from California when I was probably about 4 years old, so ever since then. And I've been in the Hobbs building for, it's almost 2 years now.
Mm-hmm. You know, I have to regress a little bit here. Back in the early 90s, I was a part of what then was Casey Side, which is now the Hobbs building. Yeah. Were you there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. I wasn't in the building at the time, but I went to all the shows.
Well, it was terrific because it was Jennifer and Brett Chenoweth, and downstairs was the Bon Ton Accordion Band. They had a practice space. But I bring this up because the studio, the windows in my studio were just covered with plywood, so there was no glass whatsoever. Yes. So I would have to take my little electric screwdriver, bring the plywood down, and put it up at night.
I believe electricity was lacking at the time.
So but you know what? My rent was very, very cheap.
Yes.
And now it's nice to see that building has really, it's just full of life, full of vitality. Tell us who are some of the artists in the Hobbs building.
In our studio, 307, we'll have myself, Paul Mallory, Crystal Highland, Joe Gregory,
we love
her. Julia Pitt.
Yes.
And we have the print studio downstairs.
Yeah, let's talk about that because that's something that people aren't really aware of. I only know about that through Brett Chenoweth.
Yeah, that's actually, it's the Casey Print and Ink Paper Arts. It's I believe it's recently transitioned into several artists are a part of it now. But it's open to the public at the same time.
And it is really cool down there. It's like going down into some kind of different time. All the presses are really old. And
is that crazy?
Calvert Guthrie has collected a tremendous amount of presses and equipment for letterpress.
So what sort of print techniques can you do in that space? Just about everything?
Yeah, I've actually done etching down there. I do some etching work and found objects, kind of assemblage pieces.
Yeah, that's sort of your signature. That's what I know you by.
Yeah, I've done a lot of different things. I show down at the Blue Gallery as well, and so there's some mixed media work that you can find there as well.
And Patrick, what about your work?
I do a lot of found object stuff as well, but mostly trying to paint watercolor onto like found pieces of wood. I'm working on a new series. It's called The Novel Landscape, and it's actually landscapes I've been building with pieces from this old novel, like ripping them up and gluing them on and then mixing in kind of different paints and stuff to go with it. And that's kind of what I'll be showing mostly this open studios.
Terrific. And you're also a musician.
I am, yeah.
So do you write your own music? Do you perform with others? Are you solo?
Yeah, both. Mostly I've been performing solo for probably the last 2 or 3 years. Mm-hmm. I had a band before that. But, performing solo, and I play around Kansas City. Mm-hmm. I had some gigs over at the Hotel Phillips recently, and I've got some gigs coming up in the next few weeks or so.
So during this time of the open studio, is there a map that people, that guests take with them and just kind of visit the different studios, or are they all going to be accessible?
Pretty much everyone that's going to be participating, the doors will be open. It's pretty obvious who's participating and who isn't. But, it's five floors of artists.
Yeah.
And then, you have open access to the courtyard, and it's a good time.
People kind of just, as the night goes on, tend to wander around the building and pop into studios, maybe come back to one they liked, or, you know, have a good conversation.
So it's not only just the open studios to see the work, but you can actually have a conversation with the artist, ask them about their technique, their work, or process. Or
yeah, it's a
whatever.
Great opportunity for anyone to have that has questions for artists that they've been interested in. They can see how they process, how they work, and ask them personal questions.
And a little bit more interactive than the first Fridays where you just sort of go in through the gallery and, whoop, you know, go to the next, right?
Yeah, and you get to, I mean, you really get to see where an artist like base is. So you see like their, you know, unused materials and you know, the things that they've been partially working on that they're not showing yet. And it kind of gives you a really good insight to like how the artist works, or, you know, like maybe where some of their inspiration comes from.
Yeah, I think, you know, seeing the finished product is terrific. I certainly enjoy that, but I like to see sort of the making in progress. I like to see the work in progress.
Yeah, it's nice to see what kind of how the brain works with the artist and what kind of things they're surrounded by.
Now, aside from the open studios, do you either of you have an exhibition that's coming up, or work that you're working on for, you know, a show later on down in the year?
We just had some work close at the Blue Gallery, but they continue to show my work there.
Yeah. And Patrick?
The series I'm working on right now, I actually am planning on showing somewhere after the Open Studios when I get it finished. So I'm showing what I have done already for Open Studios, and then in the future when I finish the series, showing it somewhere in Kansas City.
Terrific. So, Lori, let's talk about your work. So I've known you for a number of years, but not really known you very well, but I know you through the arts communities. How has your work evolved in the years? I know you do a lot of assemblage and that sort of thing.
I do a lot of the assemblage and found objects work is something I'm
Where do you
a
find
little
your
more
stuff?
Connected. Junkyards, just walking down the sidewalk. It's been something that's really close to my heart, but I also do a lot of fun things that is definitely has a
that you
mass,
can share that you can share with us
appeal.
On air.
Yeah, it has a great sense of humor to it. Yes. It definitely does.
Definitely like to cause the brain to think about things.
Do you often collaborate with other artists?
Yes, definitely. Douglas Schwiedert is definitely one that I've done a lot of work with, and Joe Gregory. Mm-hmm. Done a lot of work with him as well.
And you, Patrick?
I have, not as much recently, but I've done some collaborations, some artists on my floor. Marcy Lally, she does a lot of work with like found skulls and bones. She's actually opening up a show this first Friday at the Fractured Gallery in Oracle off of it's 18th and Wyandotte.
Okay.
But I've done a collaboration with her, and It's really nice to kind of get around, you know, what she's working on, what I'm working on.
Now, Patrick, you brought your guitar in today because I sort of asked you if you'd like to perform a song. So if you want to kind of get that out, and we can just hear a little bit of music from Patrick. Lori, will he be performing at the Open Studios?
I don't know
this
if he's going to. He might do it in a studio.
I may. It kind of... Like I said before, people tend to want to have those conversations with the artist when they come in. So generally, even if I had something planned to do, I end up being too busy just talking to people and explaining things. You know, if someone sees a piece and the artist is actually standing there, they kind of want to know all about it and all the inspiration and what goes into it.
You know, and that's a terrific opportunity for them to really, you know, understand sort of your thought process as well.
Exactly.
So anytime you're ready.
Okay, this song's called Feels Like Nothing.
I could sit here just staring out my window. Yeah, wasting all my days. I could picture it going there. But I know that I am here for something. Unless that something fades away, I'll keep moving on, going my own way. Yeah, yeah. feels just like nothing. Sad feels just like nothing. And nothing, nothing feels like sad. So when I say I don't feel like I belong here, well, don't get sad and make a face. You know that I don't mean it that way. I just feel like I was born in the wrong time, or maybe in the wrong place, like I stopped too long, gone the wrong, wrong way. Yeah, yeah. You know, sad, it feels like nothing. Sad feels just like nothing. And nothing, nothing feels like sad. Oh, so I sit here and think of my motivations. And do I have something to say? Yeah, a deeper thought, a message to convey. And I guess that life really is just for living. Can make your problems go away. So keep holding on. Try not to fade. Because sad feels like nothing. Since sad feels just like nothing. Sad feels just like nothing. And nothing, well, nothing feels like sad. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
Beautiful. Thank you, Patrick. That was really lovely. Is that one of your own?
Yeah, it is. That's a recent one.
Uh-huh. Now, how can our listeners find your music?
Well, currently, I've gone through a bunch of different sites like Bandcamp and stuff throughout the years, but currently it's just on Facebook, Patrick Quinn Music. Mm-hmm. You can find it on there, and it's basically, you know, it's just like in the process of becoming like an album or something that people can actually have.
Sure.
But until then, you know, just contact me if you really like it and you can get a hold of it somehow.
Now, between your music and your art, do you have another website, or just strictly people can contact you through Facebook?
Yeah, mostly just Facebook.
Okay. And Lori Ray, do you have a website that you can share with?
It's LoriRay307.com.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Hobbs Building is HobbsBuilding.com.
And again, that's at 1427 West 9th Street. You know, that area's really changed. It's really taken off in a good way. Really,
yes,
you
absolutely.
Know, it used to really
it's been enjoyable.
It's been a ghost town for so long, and now it's just really thriving.
It's had its ups and downs, but it's definitely on the upward swing.
The amount of space that I had in the studio that I had at the time, there's no way I could touch it by today's standards,
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But I had some good people there, like I said.
Absolutely.
It seems like it's always kind of full of good people down there.
Yeah. And then it's not only the artist space, but they also have an event space, too, that they rent out, right?
Yeah, Feast of Fancy downstairs, a catering company, takes over the first floor. And they keep very busy.
Yeah, a lot of weddings and events that go on down there.
Well, I know I've looked at a number of images for the Hobbs Building, and it just really photographs really beautiful, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's at basically any time of the day or any time that it's nice outside, you can look out the window and see people taking pictures outside, you know, for graduation events or senior photos or whatever, family posters, you know. Yeah. It's constantly just people down there.
Since you've been there, Laurie Ray, I'm sure you've seen a transition of different people coming in and out of the place. What is
constantly.
It like? What is it like today? Or is it pretty much people just stay?
There's a lot of people that stay. It's always sad when someone's been there for a long time.
Is Brett still there, Chenoweth?
Brett is not. He's been gone for a couple of years. But he was there. He was there a good run, I think almost 8 years.
So
we're almost full right now.
Do you remember David DeRusso? Because he was there at the time that I was.
He was there for a while. John Oakes was there. Jason Hackenworth was there for a while.
Dana and Eddie.
Dana Sweeto and Eddie are still there. They're participating as well.
Because they're a husband and wife team, and he does a lot of sculptural pieces, and she's...
She's been there about as long as I have.
I met her when I was at Hallmark. That's a long time ago. But so it's Friday, April 10th from 6 to 10.
Yes.
And April 11th on Saturday from 1 to 4 at the Hobbs Building. Is there anything else that I've left out that we should talk about?
Well, if anyone does want to hear more of my music, I'm playing this Friday at Wheat Photography. It's right off 18th and Wyandotte as well for the Crossroads
First Fridays.
Events. And then next weekend on Saturday, it's the 11th, I'll be opening up a show at the Riot Room. I start playing at 5:45.
Terrific.
And you can get some more information on the Riot Room's website as well about that show. That should be a fun one as well.
Absolutely. You know, I tried to get that Crystal Hyland in here, but we'll have to bring her in another
time. Next time.
I know.
That's
I wanted her to be a part of the live studio audience, but she's just too shy. Or so she says. Well, I want to thank you, Laurie Ray Erickson and Patrick Quinn, for coming in and sharing your music and your time and talent with us.
Thank you so much. It's been wonderful.
Very good. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back.
This week on the Heartland Labor Forum, we'll talk to Kansas teachers about teaching in Brown Bakistan. Then we ask, why are Chicago Ford workers having to sue to get their company and union to do something about rampant sexual harassment on the job? Tune in Thursday at 6 p.m., rebroadcast Friday, 5 a.m.
Tune in on Saturday afternoons for Real Local Talk Radio Community Programming, starting at 3 o'clock p.m., Every Woman with Sharon Lockhart and Amy Bell, 4 o'clock p.m., Urban Connections with Donna Morrow Wolf, 5 o'clock p.m., Guess Who's Coming to Kansas City with M.C. Richardson.
You say people will talk. You build a house, people will talk. You walk on foot, people will talk. Hey, bad, let them talk. Let them talk. Everybody, let them talk.
You don't mind, do we?
Let them talk. Let them talk.
Yeah, Billy. Get together with me now. Give me.
And welcome back to Art Speak Radio. I'm Maria Vasquez-Boyd. We've had a full house of talented, terrific musicians, artists, spoken word poets, and now with me I have Kansas City Kelsey and CJ Walker, who is a musician based out of LA, and he was here for 18 years of his young life. But now he's in L.A. Welcome to the studio, CJ and Kansas City.
Thank you.
Terrific. So what brings you to Kansas City other than you were raised here?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yes, ma'am.
What's happening in Kansas City for you?
Right now, I'm actually on spring break from school, so I'm just back. I want to come back home.
Oh, good.
And
good.
Play, do some playing, and I actually be back in May, so I'm just here for spring break until May.
So we were talking a little bit earlier, and so you've been playing, you've been a musician for a number of years, and he played with you, Kansas City?
Yes, he's been playing with me since he was like 16.
Uh-huh.
Me and my wife are Linda Shell and Johnny Kopowicz, Johnny C.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah,
Johnny
yeah.
C. Berry, we've all like taken him under our wing, and we try to provide, when he's here, we try to provide a place to play and for him, and that's why we're doing this thing at Joe's Standard, really. We want CJ to come out and have a place to play where he can set up his own sound,
yeah.
Do his own thing, you know.
Yeah. What kind of music do you play, CJ?
I play blues music, actually.
Blues.
Yeah, we're blues guys.
Blues guys, yeah.
Wow. Well, you know, this is, well, you're right back at home,
yeah.
Kansas City, the home of blues, right?
Yeah, that's right.
So, when will you be performing? Is it this weekend or what?
Actually, tonight. I'll be at Joe's Standards in Blue Springs. Off 7 Highway.
Terrific. Mm-hmm. So, as you've taken CJ under your wing, what music was he sort of interested? What music were you kind of interested in blues? Were you always interested in blues is what I'm going to ask you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was definitely always interested in blues because this was the first music I think I remember.
Yeah,
hearing
yeah.
as a kid at my grandma's house from, you know, them playing blues stations and uh-huh. just growing up being immersed around blues music and funk music has had an influence too, but
yeah.
it's all just older music because I've had a young guy with an old soul. That's what
yeah,
I think.
You know,
right.
you struck me as that. So who are some of the musicians that you've played with here in town?
Casey Kelsey, of course.
Uh-huh.
Levy Town,
uh-huh.
at Knuckleheads,
yeah.
and we've had him on shows with like TK Soul from down south because we had him on uh-huh. the breakfast dance with us. Mm-hmm. We do a breakfast dance every year. We've been doing it for years.
Now, is that in conjunction with Barry Jackson? Doesn't he do that earlier in the spring or no?
Well, we do one every Thanksgiving Day.
That's the one I'm thinking of. Yeah, yeah.
There's one in
yeah.
Kansas, and
right.
we do the one
right.
in Missouri. And the one in Missouri has been going on forever because I've been playing on it
uh-huh.
or attending it for maybe 30 years.
Yeah,
and I've seen
yeah.
Freddie King and Albert King and Denise
wow.
LaSalle and all of them play on it. I've played on it a number of times myself. Albert Collins.
Yeah,
they were all great
yeah.
friends of mine.
Wow. So how long will you be here then? Just till the spring break, and then
till the 7th, and then I'll be back probably right uh-huh. before May 1st for the jam at
Merle Jam at Knuckleheads.
Uh huh. And again, what is that date?
May 1st.
Now, when you go back to L.A., do you have a regular gig there that you play? Or of course, I know you're still in school, mm-hmm. but is there other places in L.A. that you perform at on a regular
some
basis?
Some jam places they got. Uh-huh. It's a place actually in North Hollywood called The Federal. It's like a jam place where it's just musicians go to jam.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
I'm doing some outside school work with some people just... Mm-hmm. Studio work, doing some
wow.
different things in LA.
Wow.
It's growing.
So I do want to tell our listeners, if you've been around town, you might have noticed CJ's billboard.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about that.
Yes, that was for a commercial I had did with Children's Mercy back in the
uh-huh.
summer. And
uh-huh.
Children's Mercy, growing up, I had all my surgeries, of course, with my disability. I've had all my surgeries through Children's Mercy.
Uh-huh.
And they... And like how, you know, I play guitar and how I've grown since then.
Mm-hmm.
And they wanted to do a commercial with me. And it went from there. And it's crazy how everything's just been happening. It's just like, it's almost like domino effect now. It's just, stuff just keeps happening.
Good things happen for you. Yeah, and then you also mentioned to me that you were on Faces of Kansas City.
Yes, ma'am. And, yeah, I was back in September of my senior year. And I did that story with Brad Stevenson. And yeah, he came to the house and interviewed me about just my whole story on how I got started with guitar. My surgeries and just how I've pushed through and did it.
Yeah. Is that something that we might be able to find on YouTube?
This is actually, you could find it on, I think, the KCTV5 website. But
because it was YouTube recent? Soon.
This was last September, so 2014.
Yeah, yeah. All this has been happening in the last few months.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow. Do you ever question why things happen, or just kind of like, meh, okay, just take it in stride?
At first I did, but now I don't question anymore because it's supposed to happen. I feel like certain things are supposed to happen.
Yeah. Now, do you have a website for people to maybe check out so that if they want a little sampling of your music or find out more about who you
just,
are?
I have a Facebook, and my Facebook is just CJ Walker, and it's a picture picture of me, and I have an Instagram, and my Instagram is CJ Not Hendrix, and that's all one word. And I got some stuff on there and for people to look at.
So what will you be playing? What are some of the blues songs that you'll be performing tonight?
Oh, like Red House.
We'll do some of Casey Kelsey songs, too.
Yeah, some of
Casey
my
Kelsey
stuff.
Yeah.
Linda Shell will be there doing some of her songs. Great blues singer around Kansas City. And like I said, I used to play with CJ's uncle. Linda's mother used to own a club called Blues Alley on 39th and Jackson, and she would book all these fantastic acts. Albert Collins, Ted Taylor, Major Harris. I got to play Love Won't Let Me Wait with Major Harris. Chick Stoop Down Willis, Larry Davis. I mean, Johnny Copeland, they would all, Little Milton, they would all come through Blues Alley.
Wow.
And I became real great friends with his uncle.
Yeah.
And when I found out he was his nephew, that was like a plus, like, he's playing guitar and he's Ted's nephew. Let me start spending some time with this kid because this kid has some talent.
Yeah.
If don't nobody else recognize it, me and Linda do. And Johnny C. Yeah, we recognize talent.
And you also sing?
Yeah, I'm starting to sing now.
Right. I just started to sing.
It's funny because I've had a voice. I've just been shy to use it.
Yeah.
And now I'm getting to the point where it's like,
but
I need to use it.
He wants to be an entertainer. He got it.
Are you also a songwriter?
I'm getting to that. Songwriting is not as hard as it seems, but I've wrote a couple songs actually before. And
Casey, you've been a songwriter?
Oh, yeah. I write a lot of songs, a lot of blues.
Yeah.
Just basically blues stuff. I just love blues.
Mm-hmm.
And there's all kind of stories still to be told in the blues.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So what instruments do you play?
I play guitar and harmonica.
Wow. You know, I would have liked to have had you perform today, but I know this was sort of short. I know, but you'll be back in Kansas City. Will you spend your summers here?
I'll come back for the summer. I'll probably be between L.A. and Kansas City.
We try to provide him places to play and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
And his name keeps getting bigger and bigger.
Yeah.
So it's getting easier and easier to find.
Absolutely. So what advice do you have for young people who are just starting out, maybe thinking about playing some blues and that? What is some advice you would give them?
Well, just go around to the venues, meet some of the blues musicians, go down to Knuckleheads and talk to some of the guys and keep your ears open.
Yeah.
And just learn your craft.
Yeah.
You know, that's what we're been showing him. You know, it's not really sit down and no. It's get on the stage and do it. That's more like we are.
Yeah,
I would say don't be shy because you'd be surprised what you can do yourself.
That's
what I would say.
If you want to be an entertainer or a musician, you can't be shy.
You're not shy on stage anymore.
No,
maybe
I don't think I ever was.
Yeah.
I don't think I ever was.
Do you play other instruments?
I just play guitar.
Guitar.
Yeah.
Well, you know that is. Tonight at Joe's Standard Blue Springs, and that's, I believe, on 7th Highway.
Seven Highway.
So, Yeah, C.J. Walker, musician, and K.C. Kelsey.
Along with Johnny C. and Arthur C. Berry and Steve Hicks.
Now, am I mistaken? I thought they may have an open mic later on as well, right?
Yeah. We're always open to friends and people that want to come up and do something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's always, you know, with us.
So once you leave here, where are you going to head off to? Are you going to go down to the Jazz Museum? Or are you going to go eat something, barbecue, or some sort of Kansas City standards?
And hang out. He didn't know, but I go to Big Dudes for a minute.
Yeah.
Look at some guitars.
It never hurts.
Well, yeah.
It's a neighborhood.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, you know, I don't know when the last time you were here in Kansas City, but it's changed somewhat. I mean, there's some pretty terrific places here in town to go to.
And it's going on.
Some new buildings I've seen since I've been back.
Yeah, like what?
It's actually on the Kansas side. It's just, what was it, right there on, like, kind of by town center area. It was just building. It's just, you know, just being gone for a couple months and coming back. Like, they built that. And then over here on Warnell, they tore down that church and Burns and McDonald's building. Like,
That was
there.
The Jewish temple.
The Jewish temple.
Yeah, and it was empty for so many years. So it's kind of nice to see. Although it was sort of a landmark, too, that I enjoyed.
Yeah,
you know, because
the building was pointing.
CJ, do you have any collaborations that you're working on currently or maybe thinking about?
Yes, my friend Evan here in Kansas City, we actually went to high school together. He was a senior when I was a freshman.
Where'd you go to high school?
Center High School. Center High School. And his name is Evan, and he makes music, and we've been collabing. He's here in Kansas City. Actually, I'm probably going to do something with him later on today, and we've done some stuff in the past. And he's a good friend, kind of big brotherly, like kind of took me under his wing too. So
more in the blues mode.
He's more R&B and hip hop, but it all blends together. Perfect, all blends together.
What inspires you?
Other musicians and just other people.
You know, sometimes you just have a calling too.
Yeah.
You know,
it's something you can't really explain.
He was going to be a guitar player.
Wow.
That's all it was.
Yeah. Well, I want to thank you so much for stopping in today,
and thank you for having
the best of luck on your gigs.
Appreciate
Casey, Kelsey, and C.J. Walker here in town for a gig tonight at Joe Standard Bar in Blue Springs on 7 Highway. Thank you so much for coming in.
All right, thanks for having me.
Thank you, Maria.
I do want to tell our listeners that next week I will be out of town, but it's okay because I've got my good friend and radio husband, Mark Manning, who's filling in for me. He'll be here with Lisa Cordes, Artists Inc. Coordinator, and he'll have some other assorted guests for that afternoon. So I hope you tune in, and that's going to be April 8th. I do want to remind our listeners that we are on Facebook, so feel free to like us, Art Speak Radio. Our programs are podcast. Go to our website, www.kkfi.org, and you can also listen online at the same www.kkfi.org. And I do want to remind people that if you have a phone app or a radio app on your phone, that is a good way to tune in as well. Of course, you know, listening in your car or on your radio at home. I want to thank my guests today, Sarah Misconception Glass, Lori Ray Erickson, Patrick Quinn, Casey Kelsey, C.J. Walker, and of course I want to thank all of my listeners who have tuned in this afternoon, this morning, and I want to remind you to stay tuned for Afternoon Jazz with Jeff Harshbarger. At 3 p.m., we have Old G's Hangout with our friend Groovy Grant. At 6 o'clock, Interfaith Voices. 7 o'clock is American Roots. 9 o'clock, Classical Challenge with either Dr. Mike or Mark Andrus. Again, thank you so much for tuning in, and honey, I'm coming home. Thank you guys so much. Mm-hmm.
You're listening to 90.1 FM, KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio. Stay tuned for Jazz in the Afternoon with Jeff Harshbarger.